"Where is Wood?" said Harry, suddenly realizing he wasn't there. "Still in the showers," said Fred. "We think he's trying to drown himself." Harry put his face to his knees, his hands gripping his hair. Fred grabbed his shoulder and shook it roughly. "Come on, Harry, you've never missed the snitch before." "There had to be one time you didn't get it," said George. "It's not over yet," said Fred. "We lost by 100 points, right? So if Hufflepuff lose to Ravenclaw and we beat Ravenclaw and Slytherin, Hufflepuff will have to lose by at least 200 points," said George. "But if they beat Ravenclaw..." "No way! Ravenclaw are too good. But if Slytherin lose against Hufflepuff..." "It all depends on the points. A margin of 100 either way." Harry lay there, not saying a word. They had lost. For the first time ever, he had lost a Quidditch match. After 10 minutes or so, Madame Pumphrey came over to tell the team to leave him in peace. "We'll come and see you later," Fred told him. "Don't beat yourself up, Harry. You're still the best seeker we've ever had." The team trooped out, trailing mud behind them. Madame Pumphrey shut the door behind them, looking disapproving. Ron and Hermione moved nearer to Harry's bed.
"Dumbledore was really angry," Hermione said in a quaking voice. "I've never seen him like that before. He ran onto the pitch as you fell, waved his wand, and you sort of slowed down before you hit the ground. Then he whirled his wand at the Dementors, shot silver stuff at them. They left the stadium straight away. He was furious they'd come into the grounds. We heard him."